honesty.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
Hey, fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Chuck, what are you doing?
All right, 8:06 on this Friday, August 7th. This is one of our last two Summer of Adventure trips brought to you by Oaklawn. Thank you so much, Oaklawn, for sponsoring our studio and sponsoring our adventure. It's been fun. This has been really a learning deal for me and you, Roger, to learn about the history of this town and of this city and so many great people here and the Clips folks. Oh, my gosh, we've got more information that we've learned.
Yeah.
We'll read here that of connections we have with our friends and listeners. Next week, Roger, we'll have the announcement of the Touchdown Club on Thursday. But on Friday, we'll be going to the Butcher Shop for our annual fundraiser for Youth Home, the Steak and Eggs. And we've got our man Larry.
Steak and what?
Steak and Eggs. How did I say it?
Steak and Eggs.
Larry Betts, who was with Youth Home. Larry,
hey, guys.
Good morning.
Are you?
Hey, Larry.
How
many
years?
Well. You guys are sounding great.
Thank you. How many years for Steak and Eggs for Youth Home?
I would say I've been at Youth Home for 16 years, so this is probably our 15th year. Of course, we missed a couple of COVID.
How about that? I do want to give credit to Al Watkins for stepping up and getting all that food donated from all of his vendors. I don't know which food company it was.
It was Benny Keith.
Okay, it was Benny. Okay. Benny Keith. And it's great steak, Roger. It's butcher shop steak and eggs. And what time does everything get started, Larry?
You guys will be there broadcasting all morning, of course. But we'll open the doors to start selling steaks at 7 o'clock. And we go 7 to 9. We generally run out a little bit before 9. We also recommend if you want to take a bunch of the goes to your office, you know, we can pack them to go for you, and you can feed the whole office Friday morning.
Yeah, it's an effort. Yes, that's operation. Yeah. Everybody gets in and gets out there.
200. You think it was 200? Is it 200 steaks?
I don't know.
Because they run out at a certain point.
They do a cutoff.
But that's great that you do. That means you're right, Larry. That means you guys have maxed out whatever you're trying to raise, right?
Yeah. Usually we have about 200. Sometimes Kevin will jump back there and cut up a few more. You know, there's a line at the door. So, you know, we like to serve about 200, 225 people. You know, the funds are incredibly valuable for Youth Home. Kind of being in this space right now with all the Medicaid changes coming, I mean, it's vital to start supporting organizations like Youth Home that work in the behavioral health space, because it's tough out there.
Well, we also need to give, as I mentioned, Al started it. Kevin Case, who's now the owner of Butcher Shop, continues the tradition.
Sure does.
And that's cool.
Sure
so
does.
That's Friday. Again, come on by. Get you some go-to-go orders for your office or your friends or family.
Dine in.
It's great steak. What's that?
We're dine in. Join us for breakfast.
Oh yeah, that's right. You can eat there. We'll be doing the show there, Roger. We always do.
Yeah, I love the breakfast. It's a fantastic breakfast. Steak and eggs.
We'll be breaking down the announcement from the Touchdown Club for the day before. So
you sure did do a little bit of teasing yesterday.
I wanted to show you before I get out of here. What I share with you.
Well, I know you're busy.
It's time.
You're busy.
Well, I kept waiting for you. You know, you were talking to everybody. I kept waiting for you outside the family market, and
Larry, bear with me a minute. If I leave early, you're going to come back and go, I'm sorry, guys, Roger had to hurry up and get out of there. You probably didn't give him anything, one of those type of things. But then you were gone. You left me this morning. I'm going to come back around.
You always take time sort of getting in and out of your car. I don't know what it is. It's just.
Well, first of all, thank you to Frank Fletcher and the great staff over there for giving us the vehicles that we're driving. And I wonder if Andy gets a chuckle out of the fact that the pickup that I'm driving does not have a running board. So I give it a good hop and a jump. I grab that steering wheel with that right arm and push my butt up in that deal. But anyway.
Larry, look forward to seeing you next Friday. Appreciate all the work you do with Youth Home. It's always been a successful event. And look forward to, we'll pump it again a bunch next week too, but look forward to seeing you next Friday.
Yeah. Hey, before you get to your watermelon spitting contest, I got the motto for you. If at first you don't succeed, try again.
If first you don't succeed, try again.
Get it?
Okay.
Get it?
I got it.
You don't get it.
I got it.
What is it?
Very good, Larry. You're a comedian. You're a lyricist. And also, you know how to put on a good steak and egg dinner. So.
You
take care of kids. And that's the most important thing.
That's right.
Buddy, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. You guys have fun.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you, buddy.
We had on Dolly Henley a minute ago, who was state representative, and we found out she sits right. It was behind R.J. Hawk.
Yep.
Christian, if you can, let's bring in the state rep. From a man of many talents,
play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Morning, R.J.
What up, boys? How you doing?
Doing good down here in Hope. Roger, I continue to get more messages about people who have clip speakers. Of course, okay. We knew that Wes Sutton would have some. Yeah. He says his grandfather was very close to Paul Clips,
wow. The
founder.
They were prominent people.
Kate thinks she, Justin's wife, thinks they have some clip speakers. RJ, do you have any clip speakers there in your home?
No, I don't. We had some. I feel like we had some whenever I was a kid. I felt like Mama Morgan had some, but I don't know that to be a fact.
She did. She did. Roger said she did. Heather Baker has some. And because let me tell you, Roger, the different kind, RJ, they make massive speakers. I mean, right. Like they're giant, like
the big cabinets.
Yeah, like big cabinets. They're four and a half feet tall by 4 feet wide. I mean, they are massive, and they sound. If you don't even know anything about speakers, and you listen to that one versus if you remember those speaker stores you'd go into, and you would you'd try them out, mm-hmm. all the speakers. Mm-hmm. Well, when you get to Clips, of course they wouldn't sell those. I think they just sell them through Clips. As a matter of fact, one of them, Clay said one of the production places are right behind the Clinton Boyhood Home,
okay.
Right behind there. So
well, you could blow them out. You could blow your woofer.
You could blow them out. You didn't want to do that.
You ruined it by going too loud. But you wanted it to be loud.
That's right. You didn't want to go overboard.
That's right.
RJ, we had Dolly on earlier. She said she sits right behind you, right, in the at the legislature?
Yeah, no, Dolly's awesome, man. This was her first term in the legislature, and she did some great things. And, yeah, she sits right behind me, and we chat quite a bit. But, yeah, she's a great legislator, especially down in that area.
Yeah, she said it's Dolly Henley because she's always received RJ playing games on his phone by.
What is this mind sweep? What are you doing this mind sweep for crying out loud? Nobody does mind sweep.
That's not true. We did find out, and Roger, I think, was good, called her out.
Yeah.
Our governor, whose dad is born and raised in Hope, watermelon going through his blood, she has never partaken of the watermelon eating contest.
She's
here.
A lady governor.
The lady governor is
50th year.
Never done the watermelon eating contest.
Does she still have another term to run for?
She's, yeah.
Okay, well, that could come back to bite you.
She sent the first gentleman. We got to work on that, RJ.
Yeah, unless she was back at the mansion cleaning.
you know, it's actually been on my bucket list to go down to that. I've never been to the Hope Watermelon Festival, and so
sure, dude.
We talked about it, but I've never been. I've always heard about it, but never actually been to it.
Are you? Do you and your kids? Will you go out and get a watermelon and cut it up and do all the stuff? Do you seed or seedless? Either one.
Yeah. Actually, so my neighbor owns Mary's Place in Bryant, and it's a kind of horticulture place. If you're not familiar, but they've got watermelons and fresh fruit and things like that. And so he'll bring watermelons home, and he's giving my kids a watermelon. We prefer the seedless because they're still younger kids, and so that's we really kind of do that.
Kids always don't have to worry about the seeds, but kids will be kids and they'll eat it anyway. I remember going to a swimming pool when I was a kid, and if there's a watermelon there, it'd be exciting. It fits with water because it is water. The watermelon is just
right. And if you dropped a seed, you ain't picking it up.
No,
you couldn't pick them up, man.
Do want to say thanks to your fine sponsor, Don Gresham and the boys at Natural State Wholesale, because finally, RJ. This is the third time Jeff Lazier is going for the third time, third sets of tile that we're putting down. This is going to be the winner, but the tile looks so amazing. So if you're looking for really cool, unique tile or just a great deal, Drew and the boys at and Don Grisham at Natural State Wholesale will do it. But once I get that floor done, finally, I'll invite you guys over, RJ, since I've only been working on it for 2 years.
Yeah, you know, and I want to caveat this. Don's products are not bad. He's got great product. It's that Baz put tile outside on a deck.
Well, it's gonna work this time. It's gonna work.
Yeah, and trying to put down adhesive with 140 degrees.
Listen, they're putting tents over it. They're doing all the things to deal
that's
with.
Crazy,
yeah,
man.
They feel good about it.
Once it's done, it'll look great.
Has football started at Saline County High School? Have they started practicing, RJ?
Oh yeah, they really practiced all summer because Brian, you know, they do the 7-on-7. I think they played down in Dallas for 7-on-7. And, you know, and the big story over the offseason is Brian's playing St. Francis, one of the top teams in high school football this year and won the national championship last year. And so, they've been preparing for not only that, but then you've got the Salt Bowl, which will be the first game of the year for them. And then they've got Alexandria, Louisiana that they're playing. So, football's in full swing, and you can kind of feel people starting to ramp up for high school football.
Where is the Salt Bowl this year?
It's at Bryant. I did want to ask you and Roger, since y'all are more passionate fans of the Cowboys, even though I like them too. What do you think about Jerry sort of putting it out there that he might be open to selling 10% or 15%? Of course, my first thought was, I wonder what Stephen Jones'
son.
Yeah,
what the boys
think. Yeah, in Charlotte, his daughter thinks about that. But it wasn't the whole thing. It was just 10%, which would be, a couple billion for having Mark Cuban. I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe he feels
he sold his interest to the Mavericks, didn't he?
Yeah, so maybe he thinks it would be good to get new blood in there. So, RJ, we'll start with you. What do you think about that whole him throwing that out there?
First off, that will never happen. Jerry's not going to relinquish any control of the Cowboys. And, and plus, not only do you have Steven, but you got Jerry Jr.,
that's right.
Charlotte as well. And so they got enough owners. They don't need another 10% owner. And, I think that Jerry says some things sometimes that for a headline, Jerry's great at keeping the Cowboys in headlines. But I would be absolutely shocked if he sold 10%, especially to Mark Cuban of all people. Cowboy fans, I shouldn't speak for everybody, but we've already got Jerry. Jerry's great, but we don't need Mark Cuban in the mix trying to get his own headline for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't see the value. Yeah, it's worth 13. It's worth $13 billion now. Do you need the capital? Do you need the money? I mean, you got your franchise is worth $13 billion.
I don't know why you bring it up.
But RJ's right. Remember last year what he did? You had the big holdout with what's his face, and he ends up trading him to the Packers. Your best defensive player. And so, of course, at the time, I think he even said he was doing that, or was that 2 years ago when he was doing the Netflix? He goes, hey, when people are talking about the Cowboys and this controversy, it's good for business. It's good for business because people buy things, they talk about it, they're not talking about anybody else. Jerry says anything, it gets a headline.
Well, no, that's a fact, I guess.
It's a fact.
He may just be throwing stuff out there. What do they call that in the political world, RJ? Not Firestarter. What do you call it?
Gaslighter.
Gaslighter, yeah. Is he just gaslighting Cowboy fans? Let me tell you something, Jerry.
Speaking of RJ and state legislation, or legislators, we're going to be in Dardanelle in a few weeks for the world famous chicken fry festival. That's Mount Nebo. We got it clear. It's Mount Nebo, one of the most beautiful photographs of the clouds being beneath you. It almost is like Jack and the Beanstalk. You go down through the clouds.
It is.
And so we've got, who is it? Brianne? Is Brianne Davis? Is that right, RJ?
Yeah.
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 We'll have to. Yeah. Yeah, well, you at this not U.S., but the state senator. And so that's one of the cool things that we get to do, Roger, as we go. We get to meet people like RJ, who are not in Congress, not in Washington, but they're doing the people's work in the state.
Level. Yeah, we hope that's what they're doing. And while we're talking about it, RJ, you got to look at the picture of Baz holding the replica of the 268.8-pound watermelon as well. That's pretty cool. You've got to come and get one of those.
I swear, it looks exactly like a. I mean, it's the best job of doing a replica.
Great replica.
I look like I'm pretty strong too.
I did see the picture this morning, and I was like, okay. There is no way Baz is lifting that 200-pound watermelon for one. And then if you see at the very end of the post, Baz put, it might be a replica.
Dude, listen, it was tough enough. He's been blowing and going so much, it was tough for him to even get out of the chair to go over and do it. Put that out there to go put it around. I said, hold it up, and then I thought, well, he might not be able to.
I was going to ask, we might as well ask RJ, because we'll be busy throughout the show. I'll ask you and Raj and Christian. So a couple birthdays today. We'll just hit a couple of them, in addition to Bruce Dickinson's birthday being today. Charlize Theron,
oh my God,
and Jalen Hurts. So we all know who Jalen Hurts is. When you think of Charlize Theron, what movie do you think of? What comes to mind? Is there one that comes to
mind? There's one.
What is it?
And there's, I mean, she's got a long neck. But
wow.
When she stands up in the Devil's Advocate.
Wow. Oh, the Devil's Advocate. Yeah. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. It's a nude scene.
Did she make love to the devil?
Not on camera.
RJ, what about you? What is the movie that comes to mind?
Was she in that thing with Leonardo DiCaprio about what is it called? Gosh darn it. Not good movie titles. I'm terrible at this. You guys know what I'm talking about.
I mean, other than that, the Mel Gibson remake.
He's got hot head. Christian, what do you have? What do you have for Christian? What do you have for Christian?
I think of Monster, where she plays Eileen Wuornos.
Based on a true story. I've not seen that. She looks very scary, just like the real person in that the true story. She was in Men of Honor. She was in...
Wait a minute. Men of Honor. What movie was... Oh, my gosh. She played a lush in there. Oh, she did a great job in that movie.
She was still a smoke show.
De Niro and Cuba Gooding.
She was also in Prometheus. That was a sort of cool alien-type movie.
That Mad Max thing, I think.
She was in Mad Max. She was in Fast and Furious, two of the... She was a bad girl.
I don't know what else she was in. She's got South Africa.
What's this? She was in Bombshell. Remember Bombshell? That was about the
Fox. She sure was.
She was one of the blondes from Fox.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. I do remember that. I forget who she played.
Go ahead.
I just IMDb, and she's definitely not in the Leonardo DiCaprio movie that I was thinking.
What movie were you thinking of?
I'm telling you, like, you know that movie where they're like stockers, they're investors or whatever, and how?
Wall Street?
I don't know.
Wolf of Wall Street. Were you thinking
Wolf of Wall Street?
Robbie?
Margot Robbie, that's what he was.
Is your wife in your car with you?
I'll tell you another one. She was good in The Huntsman. She was a bad lady in The Huntsman.
I don't know.
You don't know that one?
I don't know.
That was with Thor. Thor is in that one. Thor.
It's a Snow White prequel or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. She was in both of those. And you mentioned Devil's Advocate, Mad Max.
Vanity.
It's so good.
Keanu Reeves, I'm telling you. There's that scene in The Devil's Advocate where Pacino and Keanu are in that... car, what do you call the underground subways? And he's talking to the Hispanic guy, and he starts talking in his language.
Oh, that's wild.
You may want to hurry up and get home.
Wow.
Because whomever is, you know, is everybody ready to give you. Yeah.
RJ, when we talk to you next week, it will be the day of the Touchdown Club announcement. And just as I predicted yesterday, this is what happens when I'm starting to share some of this information. I lose one yesterday that I thought I had, dadgummit. Not happy about it, but anyway.
Do you know any of them, RJ?
He knows some of them.
I don't know anything.
He knows some of them.
I don't know.
Let me just say this.
RJ
was very excited when I shared with him a few of the ones.
All right. Those are the ones you were talking about, maybe.
Yeah, I'm gonna share with Roger, too.
He's going to share with me a couple of them.
Yes. I would ask that, or Roger, I would ask that you not... spend so much time talking to people after the show so that you can learn who the touchdown lineup is, because you too will be super excited about who the lineup is, but that's going to take you to a secret room.
RJ, let me ask you this, as I asked last year and the year before. This is how I can rate it. Do I need to, as we speak, order a couple of mini helmets?
Baz, can I say?
No.
You can't even say yes or no to that?
No. I mean, here's the deal. We don't do autographs, Raj. We don't do autographs.
Who don't?
Yeah, we don't. Our members.
That's why you sign plates.
We do pictures. Remember, we do pictures on stage. We don't let people get up there and sign things. So we don't want you to, you know, throw out there that Roger gets to get up there when nobody else.
Well,
does
I didn't
that.
Know. I used to take plates. So you brought that to a close. Gotcha.
But put it this way, you'll want to be there a few weeks. There's a few weeks you won't miss. Yeah. Roger won't be, and he won't be late either. He won't be late.
He definitely won't be late. That's for sure.
Well, I know one thing I won't be late for is so that he can give a shout out to me every day. I don't want to screw that up.
Yeah, where was I the other day that I thanked him?
We were in Dallas.
It was the Cliff Harris Award, RJ, and I'm thanking everybody. It's a room full of media and the winners of the Cliff Harris Award and their parents, probably, you know, 100 people in the room, and I look around and I said, do you want to acknowledge my right-hand man, my co-host, Roger Scott? Roger? And just silence. Where's Roger?
He's not there.
He's in the bathroom. He's in the bathroom, so. Anyway,
Roger's
that's usually
gone.
The way.
Roger was in the bath. Listen, I didn't know that he was going to do that.
It's meant to be.
And let's just go and say it right now, RJ, because people were asking. None of your war chest or campaign funds are going to this anniversary gift down at Hot Springs, correct?
No, Roger. By the way, I'm on your side.
I'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Well, Baz, that gives me a great opportunity to tell you that we are actually right now headed down to Oakland. So it's my wife and I's 10th year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
And we are headed to Oakland to the Astral Spa down there in Oakland. So, looking forward to that today.
Yeah, report back on how nice the robes are, because Baz goes on
the
about
robes
the,
are so
the
nice.
Robes in
oh
the spa are different from the robes in the hotel. So let us know. We'll talk to you about that next week.
Thank your sponsor, please.
Yeah. One thing, Natural State Wholesale and Cabot, if you're looking to remodel your house, if you're building a house, I saw Coach Bridges at Natural State the other day as the event athletic director, and he was actually buying his flooring for his new house at Natural State. And you know what? He shopped around, saved a ton of money at Natural State Wholesale. So you too can also save money. You go online, naturalstatewholesale.com, see everything they've got in store. Don and the guys, Drew and Barrett, they'll all hook you up.
All right, RJ.
Thanks,
buddy.
See you, bud.
All right,
we'll take a break. Come back and visit with Danny West. We hadn't talked to Danny in a while. He doesn't have a whole lot of info, but obviously, he can talk about some of the guys that have been in camp that
for sure.
Maybe he's been impressed with that he's had a chance to see. Only 2 days, so I think they practice again. They don't practice in pads till next week, I think. So.
And the first game is less than a month now?
Yeah, three weeks.
And thank you again to Dr. Jimmy Tucker and Ortho Arkansas for sponsoring the songs. If you like that, please give Dr. Tucker and Ortho a call and say thank you for doing those. If you don't like those songs, that's who you got to call to say, I wish you wouldn't.
Yes, that's it. All right, don't go away. We'll visit with Danny coming up. You're going to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Don't go away. We're live in Hope, Arkansas, home of the 50th anniversary.
She looks very familiar to me.
That's Jessica's sister.
I knew it.
How about that? Don't go away.
For Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas football fall camp continues. Yesterday, offensive coordinator Tim Kramsey spoke to the media after practice. Among the things he talked about was the quarterback battle.
They were made very aware that in a couple weeks, a real grown-up conversation is going to happen. And one of them is going to get the nod, and one of them is going to become the backup. And the expectations are that they go to work every day like they always have. They're both playing good ball. They both are doing what we asked them to do, and they have cut down on doing what we've asked them to stop doing. We need a guy that we put on the field. We need him to win the spot.
They'll practice again today. Special teams coordinator Chad Lunsford and players are expected to speak to the media following practice. And the Arkansas Travelers beat the Amarillo Sod Poodles 4-1. They'll play again tonight at Dickey Stevens Park with first pitch set for 7:05. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Partly cloudy and hot today. A high of 96. Heat index values could reach 105, so there is a heat advisory this afternoon for central Arkansas. We will have some isolated showers and thunderstorms. It's a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms and an overnight low of 75. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry, along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RECESS.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Cabot Outdoors. Shop their inventory of Hustler Fast Track Series zero-turn mowers at CabotOutdoors.com.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Have you heard about the lonesome
bum, bum, bum. Such a great song. Any reason we're playing that?
I just played it.
I love it. Great song. I want to say thank you to Megan Lance.
Thank you, Megan Lance.
Sister, she works at
she looks very familiar.
Hourglass Med Spa. She does amazing hair work for all the ladies in this Hope Hempstead County area.
She begins yoga today.
She does yoga. She raises Caroline and Stevie. And she just cooked up a little egg white omelet for me, Roger.
That looks like a prepped meal container. And then she said she made that. It was not bought.
And she's a cowgirl.
I know.
Her husband plays a cow.
I knew about the horses. Yeah,
her husband's a cowboy. Her father-in-law is a cowboy too. He got the mustache to prove it.
They have it all.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Megan.
Let's check in. Here comes. This is the knife maker right here.
He's a knife maker.
Yeah, I think so. He's got the knife. He's got a ton of knives.
He does
there.
Not look like what I thought a knife.
Yeah. What's up, man? How you doing? Knife guys.
Knife guys.
There they
knife
are.
Hand. We do knife hand. Go knife hand.
All right. Let's bring in. Dan West, if we could, there.
It's a ham pack.
He's known across the state as the king of recruiting.
King.
He's a sea of knowledge when it comes to the future of the Hogs. And he's jumping into the mayhem on the buzz. From hogsports.com, it's Danny West, presented by HJ Trailer Sales. Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or visit them in Hot Springs on Albert Pike.
Hey, hey, hey. What's up, buddy? Hey, we miss you, Danny.
How are y'all doing?
We're doing good.
I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, you said you don't have a whole lot to talk about today. The first thing I was going to say, I mean, you follow all these guys, and, of course, not like it used to be where the majority of these guys, you look at juniors and seniors that you've been, you know, that you followed 4 years ago. These are all first and second year guys for the most part. Any surprises? Any, like, wow, that kid's really filled out in the last 2 years in the first 2 days of practice?
Man, I'll have to go with what I've seen over the course of summer being down there, but I'll get my first look at them in pads next week, Baz. But, man, I'll tell you, some of the initial groups that jump out to me this summer would probably be D-line. I know everybody's going to go with that group, but it does. It just looks so much different on paper now. We'll see what it looks like on the field and how effective it is this fall. But that would be where I would start. Interior D-line looks so much better compared to a year ago. Defensive back-wise, man, I'm still a little bit hesitant back there. It seems like more bodies and different bodies is really all anybody was looking for after last year, I think. But defensive backs, it's a little bit worrisome at the safety spot, in my opinion. But, Baz, they've got good-looking bodies. Of course, you were out there earlier this week. As you said on your video, everybody looks good right now. Everybody's yeah. All-American,
yeah.
You know, and
right.
Shorts. But did talk to somebody last night. They're impressed with the linebacker group. They're saying maybe we're not talking enough about the linebackers. I know Jaquavion Smith, Bradley Shaw, they seem to have those two starting spots locked down so far. But you start looking behind them. You find a Ben Bogle who's played a ton of football. Nobody's really talking about him. Phoenix Jackson,
good-looking kid. Yep.
Yeah, six-year guy there, so a lot of experience with those two. But then Wyatt Simmons sitting there, and I think we're all kind of expecting maybe that next step from Wyatt after he got his feet wet a little bit last year. So could be a low-key group that we're not really talking about there, Baz, but did hear from somebody last night that was kind of surprised there hasn't been more buzz about the linebacker group so far.
Where is the Smith kid from? What's his first name?
Jaquavion Smith.
So, Jaquavion.
He came up from Howard University.
Yeah, that's it. That's
he's
it. That's it.
Pretty good pull in the portal. By the time he made his decision, it seemed like a lot more teams really wanted Jaquavion coming out of the portal this past offseason. I forget his exact offers, but I do know they had to battle a little bit for Smith there.
I made the observation that it looked like there were about 25 defensive backs, so that's a well-stocked room. I don't know exactly the number. And then the other thing was, like, I think there's two coaches for every starter. I mean, it's okay. There's 30 coaches on staff. I don't know what, you know, you get so many. You get what, with 13, and then you get analysts out there. I mean, it's almost like watching Calipari's basketball. So
sure.
You got eight coaches from the 12 players, but that's just something that sort of stood out to me too, Danny.
Man, you know what sticks out about that, Baz, is it's been that's been the case at just about every SEC school for a while, and Arkansas
right.
has just now kind of caught up to it. But
gotcha.
I'm with you on that. There's so many people walking around now that back in the day, buddy, I knew their hometown, you know, knew how they got to Arkansas. I'm talking about support staff people. But now, man, I mean, they come and go so quickly, and there's so many of them, as you pointed out. I can't keep up with everybody's duties and whatnot, but I think that's a good thing, too.
I like
seeing a lot of people that you're like, oh, you work behind the scenes. You're in analytics or you're with portal efforts, and all you do is sit there and look around, you know, the transfer portal when that's popping. I like hearing that Arkansas has the resources finally to do that.
Yeah, did you see the announcement today about the all-in fund that they started it? 30 was the goal. 30 million, I think, is what Hunter had announced, and they're going to raise that sucker to 50 because they feel like they're doing better after 11 months than they thought they would.
Man, I saw that. Now, you know, I appreciate the transparency when they're able to throw out numbers like that. But
yeah,
that's really what I think a lot of people have missed out on. They've wanted more transparency to see where that money goes and how well it's spent. And the best way you know how to show them that is this fall, Baz. They want to know where that money went for the D-line and all these players we're talking about. That's where you can get more money, in my opinion. So hopefully they'll start to turn the corner there. But I did see that.
Can you imagine? I'm just telling you, can you imagine? And maybe this is why they're not doing it. If they ever were allowed to publish
how much
what every player's making, holy cow. Could you imagine the grief that those players would get on the field? We're paying you $500,000 for that block. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is what it is, but I think that's they're not going to do it because that's what would happen. I don't know, but
there's some unofficial leaks out there, though.
That's right. Yeah. You have an idea, like, for example, like Quincy Rhodes, when they got him, I heard it was, you know, 800 to a million, and maybe the KJ Jackson might have been, you know, 600,000-700,000, which is still, it's hard for me to throw that out there, you know, just a million, just 600,000.
I know, for a lot of reasons, one of you being one of the players back then as well, with everything that goes on, I mean, just, it's still hard to believe, and I don't mean to come across as, here you guys are old, you guys are still wearing leather helmets and stuff like that. It's just, it's different. Well,
The heat that would be on those players, and I guess probably maybe that's why it will never happen. I don't know, unless they get to a point where positions are played by, you know, a slot number, you know, whatever that slot is for tight ends, you know, is. But anyway, could you imagine, Danny, if that got out, how bad that would be, you know? Whoo.
Oh, man. Yeah, we do every week we do a what they were tweeting story after each game, and it's always been a traffic driver for us.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff I find when I'm searching these guys' names immediately after a loss, boy, it gets rough now. So, they're paid handsomely now. They're all big boys. They can take it. But, man, you ain't lying. It gets rough as it is right now. So, yeah, I can imagine what the exact total would do to some of these guys.
So the tweets that you're talking about, what they were tweeting, you don't mean the players. It's what the fans were tweeting?
No, it's what fans and media and – and
everybody,
during a game,
That's a segment, okay.
Danny, before we let you go, thanks to H-Day Trailer Sales, by the way, Trey over there in Hot Springs. We're here in Hope at the Watermelon Festival, 50th anniversary. Are you a watermelon guy? If so, are you seed or seedless guy, or does it matter?
Man, I got to go seedless at this point now. Growing up, I couldn't care less. I'd take whatever you got. But, you know, I got two girls now. We all get seedless watermelons. So I guess I'm on that kick now. But, yeah, you're in the best spot for it, man. They get tough to find around the country, man. Once you get away from South Arkansas, I find they're a little less sweet, in my opinion. But
We're getting ready to
home of McKelvin Ageem is the last one produced out of there.
We mentioned his name, and he's one of the best guys I've ever seen, Roger, as a high school player on film. One of the most, he was returning kickoffs as like 250, and it looked like Jason Peters. He was so athletic, and then just didn't have quite a dominant, great career. Arkansas did get a cup of coffee in the pros, I think, for a few years. But coming out of high school in Hope, man, he was one of the most dominant players I had seen. I really had high hopes for him.
A great kid too, man. He was. I always put he and Bobby Portis up there as far as five stars who would actually call you back if they missed an interview or something. They would actually take the time to call back a reporter.
That
stuck out to me there.
Yeah, that's awesome that they would do that. Well, thanks, buddy.
We'll start filling it up. Recruiting heats up here in the next couple of weeks, so we should have a lot more recruiting to talk about. Just not a ton so far. We're in a dead period through the end of the month here.
Awesome, awesome. All right, buddy, have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Baz, thank you.
All right, we'll come back and visit some more. Roger, yes?
The Avalanche guy. The Avalanche guys have ice cream down there, so come by and get some ice cream.
Thank you very much.
I guess they got watermelon ice cream,
Yeah, I think everything would have a watermelon angle.
It's got to be. Is it like watermelon pizza?
Come back and we'll visit some more about all the you feel the energy. You feel the energy. The watermelon juices are flowing.
Yeah, the watermelon juices are flowing.
We're going to be cracking one open. So, didn't the David Letterman used to throw those off the top of
and Gallagher.
Oh, that's right.
That
was his big shtick.
Yeah, sure was.
Christian, you remember that, right?
Yeah, I know who Gallagher is.
Yeah, and it was that was the thing that he would crush everything, but that was sort of the
smash.
That was the big old mallet. We'd go everywhere, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're here in Hope. Don't go away. 8:45. More to come.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance by standing on the wall?
Get your back up off the wall.
I heard all the people saying, get down on it, come on and get down.
Hey, y'all. Roger Scott here, and I don't have to tell you it's hot outside. You can figure that up all by yourself when you touch your steering wheel at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That thing's going to brand you like a head of cattle. So you want to beat the heat? Make Family Market Stores your fill-up stop. Whether you're pulling into one of their convenience stores or grocery store locations, you're walking into cool air, great deals, and big-time savings. Grab yourself a large fountain drink, sweet tea, or lemonade, and boom, 5 cents off per gallon at the pump. Morning's more your speed. A large cup of community coffee gets you another 5 cents per gallon, and that's before your first sip. And don't forget that Family Market Rewards card. Use it inside the store to save even more on snacks, drinks, and whatever you need, and stack those savings when you gas up outside. And you'll find these deals in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Wooster, Mayflower, and now two stores in Hot Springs on Albright Road and the newest location on Albert Pike. If there's not a Family Market store in your neck of the woods just yet, hold tight. One's coming. Family Market Stores, cooling you down and filling you up.
The seasons are always changing, but one thing should stay the same: the comfort of your home. Let the heat and air professionals at BR McGinty keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Call today.
BR McGinty, yeah.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
106.7 Buzz 2 is your home for Arkansas Travs baseball. Hear every pitch, every crack of the bat on 106.7 Buzz 2. For the full calendar, go to Travs.com. It's the greatest game on dirt, and you can hear it all on 106.7 Buzz 2.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep store right here in Sherwood. You know, everybody's talking about what can I afford. So we are working very hard to get those payments lower than ever. Folks, our factory has given us the largest incentives ever. We're selling Dodge Ram trucks for discounts we have never offered before. Come in and let us lower your payment on your new vehicle. Did you know that the new Dodge Ram truck has a 100,000-mile or 10-year warranty? That's a great warranty. Folks, also, I want to offer a free warranty on all used car retail sales. Remember, others don't show you the price on the windshield. Everyone gets my best price with no hassle. As we say on TV or radio, our best prices are posted online and on the windshield. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood on Warden Road. We welcome your business. Thank you.
DJ Williams here with my friend Rachel of the Wood Grill Buffet, and I'm ready for some quick fire questions. You ready, Rach?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. How many items on your huge buffet?
200.
What about the meats?
30.
Salads?
32.
Hot foods?
54.
Dessert bar?
29.
What about those days open?
Thursday through Sunday for lunch and dinner.
Wow, you're fast and I'm hungry.
Well, you know where to go. The Wood Grill Buffet in Benton.
Sounds so good.
At our care, we're more than clinics. We're neighbors caring for neighbors. From checkups and stitches to ongoing health concerns and behavioral health support, our doctors, nurses, and therapists are here for every stage of life. Medications are simple, with local and home delivery pharmacy options. No insurance? We can help. And no one is ever turned away. With more than 100 locations across the Mid-South, affordable care is always nearby. Find a clinic close to you at ourcare.net.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. It's always open season at Flyway Brewing, serving two Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, you know, it's one of my favorite Rogers. Bob Seger. We are down here at the Hope Watermelon Festival. Things are getting cranked up here. Roger, is our pleasure. If you've been on the internet, if you've been on social media, you may have heard of this guy. His name is Jasper Townsend.
He is an amateur
meteorologist. He does a forecast every morning. Sometimes they're sponsored. Megan, who is Jessica's sister, turned us on to him.
On YouTube?
I think it was YouTube that said. Good morning, Jasper. How are you?
I'm great.
Are you from Hope?
Yes, sir, I am.
How old are you?
14.
14?
Wow.
So what grade does that put you in?
The ninth grade.
Ninth grade. So when did you start deciding to do forecast every day?
About 3 days after Thanksgiving last year.
And you just something just came over you to say, I'm going to start putting these on the internet.
Well, no, it was actually one of my aunts that decided to put me in a group chat with somebody and say, tell me the weather.
And you, so, where do you find out your information on the weather?
Anywhere.
All right, give me a sample of today's weather here in Hope for the Watermelon Festival.
Well, right now it is 75. It's going to feel like 75. Today's high of about 97, and tonight's above 73 degrees. A chance of rain is 40% today, mainly this afternoon, as showers and thunderstorms are going to develop this afternoon.
There it is. Boom.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
You know what?
You did it.
That was to the point. Here it is. Here's what it is. Here's what it's going to be. Over.
Are we your first live radio interview?
You are.
Boom. Don't you forget us, Jasper.
Hey, I won't.
You keep working hard now.
I may
give you a sponsorship money, because you occasionally will take a sponsor. How much do your sponsorships cost?
$20 a month.
$20 a month. That's
it?
Every day?
That's not even a dollar a day.
You need to talk to our salespeople at the Buzz.
Sure,
get you
do.
Some more money. Nice to meet you. Thank you, Jasper.
Great to see you, Jasper.
You're going to be working today. Where are you going to be working at today?
Spring Hill Christian Fair Stand.
Spring Hill Christian
Fair Stand. That's
yes.
Your church.
Well, thank you. Pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, next we're going to do, if we go to the webcam, Roger, you've got, you just saw Jasper.
Yeah.
Our buddy.
Jasper and that melon. Look at that, our buddy Clay.
Look at that thing. Holy mackerel. Clay Lance just brought this in, brought two of these in. These are about 25 pound. Here, put this headset on there. We're going to do this while you're cutting this thing. All right, Clay, apparently Runt cannot be found. He's Runt Kid.
He's Runt away.
Is the farmer, the watermelon farmer, but he's busy today. So
yeah.
You picked this up a couple. Tell us what you're getting ready to do here. How do you cut this thing?
All right, so I've helped quite a few years on slicing. So if you can come to the Watermelon Festival, you're going to get an ice-cold watermelon out of the Tyson trailer. They're going to have couple thousand on there.
Oh, nice.
And you can pay by the slice. You can get this cut. But I've helped them cut it for several years, and so I've always been taught to go down the middle.
Yes.
Y'all talked earlier about the yellow spot on the bottom.
Yeah.
So this one should be pretty good.
It's
from a guy I've gotten them from several years, and he does an extremely good job. But you can also tell maybe how it breaks open to see if it's going to be very good or not either.
All right. So, here we go. And your wife, Megan, is here watching. Megan, you've seen him do this many times at home for the kids. Oh, wow.
And I judge harshly.
You judge harshly. Yes. Can you tell anything from the initial cut?
That right there sounded good when it started breaking.
Pops.
Like it was kind of pops.
Yep. Crunch.
All right, so Roger, you've got this on camera if you want to see. You'll go to it. Now, you've got a method to your madness here. You're going long ways. Mm-hmm. You're going to split it open.
So that sounded good. So here's your heart.
Look at that heart.
Let me see the heart. How do you know it's the heart?
Well, it's just right here in the middle.
Okay, that's
going to be the heart.
Okay.
And it's also the deepest part. So in the middle, it's going to go all the way down to here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you got more melon away from the rind.
Okay.
So then we would cut it again.
Son.
And it smells, so you can smell it.
Yeah, you can.
So far so good. You're liking what
you're
doing.
That is Parade Magazine.
It smells, sounds.
It's a perfect cut.
Really good.
How much did that cost?
I got these for $10 a piece.
That's a pretty good deal, right?
Yeah,
it's a great deal.
I'm gonna say he normally charges like 15 to 20 a piece for them on the bigger ones for sure.
This is not here at the festival. This is at a store.
It's just on the street. So you're gonna see a lot of people around town that are farming them in their backyard.
Yeah,
they've got
2 or 3 acres
of them. And this guy sets up on the side of the road on Hervey Street every year.
Right,
he does a really good job.
Roger and I are going to take a bite of one here.
You know, there's a big debate about whether you should put salt on a watermelon or no salt.
Right.
My wife
is a salt person. I am a no salt.
What are you? I'm a no salt.
I'm a salt.
Okay. I'm salt.
I don't know why
you're
doing
salt.
It.
I like salt.
All right, Roger, here we go. Roger, get hit.
Yep, there you go.
Here we go. Just take a bite right here, like right at the top here.
Yeah,
here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
On a scale of 4 stars, 5 stars.
That's a 5 star.
That's a five that's morning a, mayhem.
That's a 5 star, absolutely.
That is juicy.
Oh, my
God. Juice is dripping off of Rogers.
I'm sorry, Christian, that you can't be protected.
You got it running down your elbows. You're doing
good. You know you're doing good. Absolutely.
Yes.
Not many seeds, even though
not many seeds in this one. It looks like they're only on half of it. But we do need to sort out a couple seeds and let y'all have a little spin sitting contest at some point.
We'll do that in the second half. We'll do that.
Now, do I give him my seeds to spit?
yeah, y'all swap the seeds out. But no, this is a high quality, very good.
High quality.
It's so good. Watermelon.
It's so good.
Genuine Hope watermelon.
I'm not a big watermelon guy, but that is excellent.
I don't know why you ain't. Don't tell people
why.
That.
I don't know why. I might
you ain't never had a good one.
Mm.
Okay, we're going to share with Jasper, and Megan's going to cut her a little slice.
Now, I just gave Jasper a piece of my heart.
For real.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. When you cut this up, how long would this last, like, in the refrigerator?
Several days.
Okay.
I mean, maybe up to a week. Okay. Keep it in the refrigerator.
Dude, it don't last that long. You eat it, it's gone.
Well, thanks again.
Yeah, Clay, you bet. Clay, come get an ice cold one at the festival today.
That's where I'll do. That's where I guess that's where I'll be going when I get
find
out of
the
here.
Big tent by the Tyson trailer.
Okay.
By the Tyson trailer.
We will do some seat spitting in this next hour of the show. And if Runt's out there and wants to stop by, we'll get Runt. Thank you, Megan, for coming.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you. Thank you, Jasper.
Yeah, Jasper, thank you so much. This rising superstar on the internet.
Yeah, right, man.
We'll take a break and come back. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. We are eating. This is the first time in what Roger? How long have we been doing the show? 15 years? 17
mm-hmm,
years?
Mm-hmm.
Never eaten watermelon on the show.
Never. Okay. Never.
He's never been to Hope before, ever.
Well, I've never been to Hope, but I hear there is a festival. They got some melon. Oh, it is swelling. And Hope.
Very nice. Yeah, thanks again. I appreciate that.
Thank y'all very much.
Christian, I'm sorry you cannot participate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah,
you have to live vicariously through the camera. Well, the cameras have been very helpful today.
Oh, yeah. They've been very good. Look at them cameras. Look at that melon. Look at that juicy melon right there, boy.
Yeah, you know what, too? I don't think. Do you like the yellow, Megan? Do you like the yellow one?
Huh? We never had one. I'd rather have the red. Yeah. This one was good enough. I didn't need the salt.
Yeah. You didn't need the salt. How about that?
You're a salter. You're a salter. You know, and it's, you know, is that room temp?
That's good. Yeah, it did not have to be cold. No. That surprises me, too.
There's nothing like
the heart will stay cool like that.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, Clay gives it five thumbs up.
We're giving five thumbs. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and finish this off.
All right, we come back. We'll visit with Heather Baker. We still got to visit with Steve Qualls about NASCAR. We'll see if Roger and I, will do a seed spinning contest at some point. So you've got the most... Who was at the strongest water?
Strongest lung capacity.
Spitter.
Yeah, but, huh?
It's in the tongue.
What?
It's in the tongue. 9 o'clock. Don't go away.
The days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right, just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter.
Get in the conversation with live fan feedback at 1037thebuzz.com, presented on Out of Bounds by Smart Buick GMC, with GMC trucks on the lot ready to move starting at $38,296. SmartBuickGMC.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
Stop paying retail. Summer savings.